Lots of headlines today. Where would you like me to begin? Everybody, Johnny Storm, don't speak. And they're all being spoken about. So I'm just kind of repeating what everyone else has been saying already. But here it is nonetheless. Major DNS failure crushing the internet. 30,000 sites down and climbing. And of course, this news has been out there for a while now because it began around 11 a.m. Eastern time on Thursday. A domain name system failure began at that time. Now, the DNS system acts as the phone directory of the internet. It's basically the backbone, guys. It translates the names of websites into IP addresses. If that system fails, no one can get to a website using its name, such as don'tspeaknews.com. Now, the problem could be stemming from a content delivery company called Akamai Technologies, and they say that they are investigating. And of course, here's a listing of some of the major websites. You can also go to downdetector.com and take a look at it. And of course, like Hal points out, and what we've been talking about for months, this massive internet outage comes just 2 weeks after the Cyber Polygon 2020 simulation about a cyber pandemic was completed. So, does make one wonder sometimes. Gee, do you think? And then it also disrupted a major South African port, actually more than one. We have Cape Town that's been affected, as well as Durban, which is the busiest shipping terminal in sub-Saharan Africa. So it's around the world, and it's affecting shipping operations. And Cyber Polygon was all about disrupting shipping operations and supply chains and how to deal with that. And now we see evidence of that happening. Then, moving on over to France, we have a stunning vote over there from their parliament. No V, no vote. So if you're not V'd up in France, you won't be able to vote. The government of France rejected an amendment to the law aimed at excluding polling stations from the application of the sanitary, i.e. V, passport. Sanitary. You see how they're framing it? You see how... if you haven't been V'd, they're saying that you're not clean somehow, you're unclean. Trying to get people to look at you and go, ew. More division. More weaponization. This is just more psychological warfare. And spiritual as well, of course. That's always ongoing. But Hal says a real attack on democracy, and it needs to attack back fast, but it won't. Because it hasn't so far. The mandates for the masks and all of these lockdowns, nobody's pushed back, not near enough. Anyway, here it is. Now we go over to strangesounds.org and look at all these headlines, guys. This is why I put it on the community page the other day, that we're looking at billions of people that will be dying from what's coming, from what's happening now and what's coming. Billions from the My Sharona alone. And now we have the monkeypox rearing its ugly head. Rumor has it that that's 400 people actually that have it now, not 200 like they've been saying. And they're saying that that is the real My Sharona. But it's going to be blamed on the unveed. I don't, you know, there's a lot to that. I'm still looking into that, but that's the rumors. And now look at this. Just look at these headlines. Smoke now covers much of the United States as wildfires rage. It spread all the way to the East Coast, guys. Some of you have written me from North Carolina saying the smoke has arrived. And I said, well, we're just sharing the wealth, you know, because that's the way we are. Sharing is caring, right? Just teasing. I know, it's everywhere. I looked at my hometown of Fargo, North Dakota, and it's covered in smoke. So it's everywhere. The jet stream is just carrying it right along. And then look at China. Almost unbelievable rainfall in this one province. There's people up to their necks in the subway, on the trains. And then historic crop loss in Brazil after new frost hit corn areas. Inflation is running at least 10% and rising fast, enough to wipe out most people within a decade. Indeed, my wife and I are feeling it big time. As a matter of fact, thank you for your contributions to the fundraiser this month, because if it weren't for you guys, you know, God provides, but I mean, if it weren't for you guys participating, we would have had no money for food next week. So you see, when you contribute to these fundraisers, you actually do help put food on the table. I'm just saying, but it's because of rising inflation. It's not just food and gas and so on. It's also our internet. I don't know about you guys, but mine just went up 23% because my contract expired. I had a deal on the internet and phone service, and then it jumps up 20 some bucks. So now it's back up over 100 again because they've got a monopoly and inflation. You know, they say inflation, but you know, they've got the monopoly, so they can do what they want. And then they jack the speeds down to dial up. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Everything's going up. Geoengineering. Dubai is making its own rain. Fake rain to beat drought and heat wave. But of course, that was conspiracy theory just not long ago, right? So they're cloud seeding. So all you can just go down the headlines on strange sounds alone. And here's some of that extraordinary rainfall from China. I mean, these videos are just incredible. And they're just, and look at the way it tosses everything around. Water is so powerful. We're here, folks. Are you ready? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Because you need to. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No one gets to the Father but through him. But the good news is, all who call upon his name shall be saved. So if he's been calling you, if you felt a calling, if you felt the pulling on your heart, submit to him now. Ask him to be your Lord and Savior today, right now. Because tomorrow might be too late, guys, seriously. We don't know what's going to happen from day to day anymore. So in the event the YouTube goes down or YouTube channel goes down, don'tspeaknews.com, for as long as it's up, is where you'll be able to find me. So this is where we do everything. It's home base for everything that we do. Everything, contact me, everything's up here. BitChute channels, ExpressVPN that we use, donation tab to support us, and so on. And this is where I put news that you can't speak about anywhere else. So I put it over here in the website, which I'm trying to expand, which is why we have a fundraiser going on right here. So just click this link. I'll put it in the comments. But we're getting there. We're actually at 500 now. So thank you very much. Like I said, it actually put food on the table today. So thank you. And it's keeping the lights on and so forth. But that's up. That will be up in the comments as well. So we thank you very much for that. And that's it for now. Mainly wanted to cover this cyber attack. Also wanted to cover this story about France, about no V, no vote. And then just the headlines in general, guys. Just look at that. I mean, the sun definitely looks strange. Looks like it's orange, red because of these wildfires and the reflections of it. I mean, the rainfall, China, Turkey, Pakistan too, India, they're all flooding. So we have burning in the west and flooding in the east, earthquakes in diverse places, wars, rumors of wars. What more do you want? We're here. Like I said, accept Jesus now. Accept him as your Lord and Savior now while you still have time. That's it for now. God bless. Take care. Johnny Storm, don't speak.